up with peace on her way to Des Moines, in Jesus' name.
The boys are coming back. They were losing.
Yay.
I have it on
Yay, yay, yay. Well, I am glad to be here today. I'm glad you're all here. I'm kind of a person that likes to stay under the radar and in the background. You know, I'll do all kinds of stuff. So when I have to do something like this, God has to really prod me on, because the very first time I spoke, it all started out at, we were at a lunch, and they were trying to figure out who was going to speak. And I just sat there. I don't say nothing. And then I think Chris said, when are you going to speak? I go, I'm never going to speak. Don't ask me to speak. I'm not going to speak. And she goes, oh, really? Like that, you know. And so what happened then, I get in the car, I turn the car on, and guy says, you're never going to speak? I go, nope. He says, well, what if I ask you to do it? I go, don't ask me, and then I won't have to say no. Like that, you know. So I'm arguing with him the whole way home. I go, don't ask me. Like that, you know. And the next day, he says, you need to get out from underneath that, and so I did. And it's not quite as hard as it was this time, but I did have my anxiety dream on Friday, and at least I didn't have it on Saturday. And so I'm coming up here, and I say, oh, it's so wonderful to see you all here today. I'm so glad you're here. And then I turn the page, and I didn't have any notes. I go, oh my gosh, where are my notes? Like that. And I go, Jenny, where are you? Like that, you know. I go, oh, I forgot my notes. Okay, I have to go get my notes. Just stay put, talk amongst yourself, and I'll be right back. Like that. So I grab Gary, and I didn't bring my laptop to work, so we had to go all the way to my house to get my notes. And so we go, I go, Gary, it's been a half an hour. What do you think they're doing? Like that, you know. So we get the notes, we get in the car, we pull onto South Shore Drive, and there's a car in the middle of the road blocking the road, so I can't get through. And I'm going, oh my gosh, it's been 45 minutes. What am I gonna do? Like that. Anyway, I woke up and I go, well, at least I didn't forget my notes. I'm just like yelling. You know? So, and I did not forget my notes today. So anyway, so today I'm going to speak a little bit about the mind, our mind and our thoughts. Because, you know, our mind, I feel that my mind is the door to my heart. Because Proverbs 23:7 says, for as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You've often heard that scripture, and that's true, you know. So in Proverbs 4:23, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And that is so true. And things can get into our heart, gets into our mind. Our thoughts are never ending. They go on 24/7. We wake up, stuff's coming into our mind, right? Our thoughts affect our actions, what we're thinking about. So if a thought comes in, you know if it's from God or the enemy. If you ponder on those negative thoughts, they're going to take hold. That's why you have to immediately speak the word of God when you know that that is a thought that the devil is trying to bring into your mind, you know. So because our thoughts affect our actions, I think you've all heard this before, our actions form our habits, and our habits become our lifestyle. So many times you think, why am I like this? Why do I do this, you know? Start thinking about what you're thinking about, because sometimes we get something in our head, it'll come in our head, and we know it's not God, and we ponder on it. And then before we know it, we're having a conversation with the person. Well, you did this, and all that. And you're answering back and going back and forth and back and forth, and you're letting it relive in your mind, you know? And that's what's the dangerous thing to do. So we need to get our thinking right, and then our actions will follow in the right direction, because God has a direction for our life, right? He's got the road all planned out for us. He has gave us a purpose and a plan, each one of us, and they're all different. They're all different. And then our actions form our habits, and our habits become our lifestyle. So when we get our thinking right, we'll be in the right direction, and then that's going to measure our growth, right? Because we shouldn't ever stay where we are. We should constantly be growing, kind of what the worship art was saying. So God does care about what goes on in our mind, even though no one else has any idea what we're thinking. Now, have you thought about that? You know, you sit and you think, The stuff you're thinking, nobody else knows what you're thinking. But it can be good or it can be bad, positive or negative, right? But if you let it grab hold of you, it's going to go to your heart, and then it's going to spew out all over everybody else. So our constant thoughts are thrown at us 24/7. If your thoughts are contrary to what God says about you, your attitude or your circumstances, your health, and the list goes on, what God says is true. So when the enemy comes in and says, well, you'll never get over that. You'll never get over that. And then you go, oh, wait a minute. What does God say? God says that all things are possible. God says that he is my healer. God says that he is my restorer. So you just got to start speaking the word of God over yourself, because words are powerful. And we have to say them, okay? 2 Corinthians says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Well, like I said, we all know that our thoughts are either positive or negative, right? There's no in between. It's one or the other. Remember, God always says, because he doesn't want you lukewarm, you're either hot or cold, you know? When we seek God, he will give us clear direction to face the hard decisions in our life. Sometimes we will need to make changes in our life to get back on track with God's plan and purpose for us. Do we get off the road sometimes? Yes. Is he there to get us back on the road? Yes, if we seek him, if we ask him. You know, the last thing we want to do is you can get off the road, and then you can go in the ditch, and then you can go all the way over into the field. You know, I mean, you can just tumble, 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 tumble. Well, like it or not, you're going to have to get back on the road at some point in time. Now, wouldn't you rather want to get back on the road from the side of the road versus the big field over there? You know, been a long time back. So you want to catch it before it gets such a hold on you that you've just totally, you know. But he's there to bring you back. It's never, ever, ever too late. Okay? Sorry, I have my notes. Look for the peace in your spirit to move forward. This means you should no longer give the lie credit and entertain it. You know when it's a lie. And so you just need to squash it. Now, I remember when we sing that song, Great Big God, it always brings back to me when we were in Tulsa. And Sheila, we were eating out after the meeting, and we were outside, and God was showing me, he said, you know what the devil is? He's the schoolyard bully. He's full of hot wind. He has absolutely no power over you, you know? He rises up like he's this big giant, but he's not like that, you know? I go, oh, schoolyard bully. Okay, like that, you know? And then it was like he just showed me, you know, in a cartoon, when the animal or whatever, and he runs into the wall and he smashes up and goes, wee. Everybody knows that, right? Well, that's what he showed me, and he showed me the devil was like this big, and he was running all over. He was trying to get away from the Christians, you know. He was running, and then he went up against the wall, brick wall, and he went, bleh. He goes, that's what he is. He's the schoolyard bully. And so the next time we sang that song, I go, that's right. He's an itty-bitty, you've got to visualize it. He is an itty-bitty devil. Itty-itty-bitty devil, you know. And he's just a bully. He's a bag of wind. He's a bag of wind. So don't listen to what he has to say about you or your life or your circumstances. Okay. The truth is that we are all God's masterpiece. He created us in Christ Jesus so that we could do good things that he has planned for us long ago, Ephesians 2:10. We all have a different plan and a different purpose. You can reach people that I could never reach. I can reach people that you could never reach. You know, that's why we have to stay where we're planted, do the things that God wants us to do, open our heart, open our ears, ask for direction. What do you want me to do? Every day he can give you a divine assignment. Divine assignments come up in your life every single day, if we're open to seeing it and doing it. And even a random act of kindness. I mean, those are so cool. When you can do a random act of kindness, it just, it makes you feel good inside. It's like, oh, that's an opportunity to do a random act of kindness. And you just go ahead and do it. Well, that's God leading you to help others, right? The steps of the godly are directed by the Lord, and he delights in every detail of your life. That's in Psalm 37:23. If you really think about that, God delights in every step of my life. That's what I want him to do. That's why I want to stay on the road. I don't want to get off. If I get off, then how can I really hear him and do what he wants me to do? I can't. So I got to get back on the road. I got to get back on the path. God has given each one of us a plan, a purpose, and a destiny. And our prayer should always be, I want to walk out my destiny. When I go to heaven, I'll be able to see everything that he had planned for me. Am I going to look at it and go, whoa, I really missed it, you know? Or am I going to go, wow, thank you, God, for letting me do that, you know? Thank you, God, for letting me help this person or whatever. Last thing I want to do is just look at it and go, ooh, I failed deeply like that, you know? So we want to be able to do what God has asked us to do. Ask him for the plan he has for each of you. Ask him and then walk it out. So this is a short message. So I want you to leave today with this on your mind. Philippians 4:8. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Now, if we got up every morning and said that, say, God, I want to think of, what would our day look like? It would look a lot different than if we just went about our day, got up and started our day with no covering whatsoever. And then in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, temptations that come into your life are no different from what others have experienced. God is faithful, and he will keep the temptation from becoming so strong that you cannot stand up against it. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out. That is so true. I mean, when we give in to temptation, I mean, he's right there, the devil's right there to beat us to the ground and try to keep us there, you know. But you picture yourself, your angel, he rises up. He's like 12 feet tall. If you saw a 12-foot tall person walk in right here, you'd be intimidated, wouldn't you? Think, ooh, he's strong. Well, that's what our spirit man is, but we've got to let him out. We got to let him out and let him do the things that God wants him to do for us. So it's important that we let God guard our heart and mind as we take authority over our thought pattern. And then you'll be able to recognize where your thoughts are coming from. So keep this in mind. God's thoughts bring peace, edification, love, mercy, grace, honor, respect, wisdom, trust, victory, and clear direction. Amen? Yes. The enemy's thoughts bring anxiety, worry, condemnation, hate, doubt, revenge, defeat, destruction, confusion, and mistrust. Yep. So we need to keep our thoughts God's way, because, and we can tell right away. Have you ever gone somewhere with somebody and you get home and you just feel, I don't know. You just feel kind of compromised or something. I don't know. Because maybe the conversation wasn't going in a good area and you didn't confront that. You just let it happen. And then it got all over you, and then it got inside of you, and then it got inside of them. And you just get home and you go, ooh. You know, when we are with people, we want to be with people that lift us up. And we come home, we smile and go, wow, that was a good day. That was a good lunch. Or that was a good time out, you know, instead of going, ooh. You know. So you know there is a very distinct thing. Each one of us can tell quite quickly if it's from the devil or from God, okay? So what I want to challenge you to do this week is to take your thoughts captive, number one. Number two, do not entertain the thoughts of the enemy. that are meant to destroy you. His thoughts that he tries to put in your mind are he's trying to destroy you, contain you, and paralyze you, and he wants to keep you down, okay? Trust God to give you peace, to guard your heart and mind, and walk in the unconditional love of the Father. Now, we all know the unconditional love of the Father, and if we were all walking in that unconditional love of the Father every day, this world would look a whole lot different, you know? Because sometimes somebody will do something, and your first reaction is, you know, take a deep breath, count to 10, don't say it. guard your words. You got to guard your words, because once those words are out there, they are never coming back. They are out there forever. So that's why it is so important to guard our heart and our mind, because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And our goal should always be to spread love, not hate, to spend God's will in our life, not the enemy's, to keep it at bay. So God has given us a great privilege to serve him. And if we look at it that way, that this is a privilege, God. He chose you. You didn't choose him. He chose you. You know, what an awesome thing, you know. I mean, how can he choose me in my mother's womb, you know? What, I don't even exist, you know? How can that happen? That's the cool thing. You know, it's just, life is good if you can just grab hold of what God has for you and who God is. And then you can accomplish so much. Amen. That's all I got for you.